faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Batman, Robin, and Grandpa Grayson helplessly cling to each other in an open sea, Superman zooms back to Metropolis with the only clue to his friend's whereabouts, the seriously wounded and unconscious Alfred.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I'll bet now's the time when you fellas and girls are up to your ears in school games and athletics. And that means you're using up energy at a mighty fast clip. So eating a good breakfast is all the more important these days. And that's where Kellogg's Pep comes in. Sure, because Pep is such a slick dish. So crisp and catchy tasting and full flavored that, well, it tickles your appetite so you'll want to eat. Yes, sir, breakfast sure gets the glad eye when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu. And will you give those swell Pep prizes the glad eye? Prizes that are always surprises because you never know which one of the three different kinds of prizes you'll find when you open your Pep package. For instance, you'll get either a colored cardboard model of a famous fighting plane, one of seven in the great Pep air fleet, or you'll get one of 24 beautiful color pictures of birds with a full description on the reverse side. Or else you'll find a bright colored comic button picturing one of 18 characters straight from the funnies. Collect all 18 to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. Just ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, tomorrow, and look for your prize inside the package.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Scheming to obtain the large fortune of Mr. Grayson, Robin's grandfather, Paul Marsh, Grayson's secretary, conspired with the captain of his employer's yacht, on which Robin, his grandfather, and Batman were trapped far out at sea. After setting the yacht on fire, Marsh and the crew abandoned it in a launch, leaving our friends to their fate. Searching for them meanwhile, Superman sighted the crippled batboat in which Alfred, Batman, and Robin's loyal butler had been trying to reach Metropolis after being shot. Superman carried the wounded man to a Coast Guard base, and as we continue now, once more in his guise of Clark Kent, he is speaking to Commander Schuyler, the Coast Guard medical officer. Listen.
Tell me, Commander, will Alfred pull through?
I'm quite sure he will, Mr. Kent. Fortunately, the bullet didn't puncture any vital organs.
Oh, that's fine. May I speak to him now?
I'm afraid not. We've just operated to remove the bullet. He's still under the anesthetic, you know.
Oh, of course. Well, when will he come out of it, do you know?
Oh, in about half an hour.
Oh, may I talk with him then?
Well, he's also suffering from exposure and shock. It'd be better if he rested quietly until morning.
Well, look, Commander, I don't want to do anything that might interfere with Alfred's recovery, but only he can tell me where Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson are. I know they're in danger, great danger, judging by what happened to Alfred.
Yes.
Every minute might mean the difference between life or death to them.
I see. Well, in that case, I think I might consent to your questioning him when he recovers consciousness.
Good. You say he'll come to in about half an hour?
About that.
Well, then if you don't mind, I'll wait right here. Will you call me as soon as I can see him?
I'll send for you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
As Kent waits anxiously for Alfred to recover consciousness, Batman, Robin, and Mr. Grayson have been forced by the fire to leap from the flaming yacht into the sea. Supporting the old man between them, Batman and Robin tread water and watch as the yacht, a brilliant area of angry red flame in the dark night, suddenly tilts her bow high into the air. Then, with a loud hiss of steam, slides swiftly below the black waves to her final resting place at the bottom of the sea. Then, when the yacht is gone, there is only the faint, pale radiance of the stars over the three tiny human figures awash in the vast, heaving ocean.
Ooh, water's cold, Batman.
Oh, what did you expect? A hot bubble bath?
No, but I sure wish I'd thought of putting on my fur-lined swimming suit.
Why, ridiculous. Cold water stimulates the circulation. How are you doing, Mr. Grayson?
Oh, I don't like to complain when 2 hours of brave, but I'm pretty weak. I don't think I can stand much more.
Oh, look, that's no way to talk, Grandpa. Think how good you'll feel when you get into a warm bed and serve up a nice juicy steak and hot chocolate.
You better not promise steak, Dick. There's a meat shortage on, you know.
Oh, gee, I forgot. Will you settle for fish, Grandpa?
I say, it's frightfully cold, and I... Oh, I...
Grandpa! Grandpa!
Rub his arms, Dick. Come on, Mr. Grayson. Try to kick your legs. Come on.
I can't. It's no use. I'm done for.
Oh, don't talk like that. Gee, Brazier, I've just found you. You can't leave me now. I was figuring on your visiting us in Metropolis, and then maybe Batman and I would visit you in England.
Well, I was hoping, to spend my last 2 years with you, Dick, but...
Oh, golly, you've got to try to...
Oh, thanks to Paul Marsh, it wasn't me to be. God bless you, boy.
Grandpa. Batman.
You don't come, Dick. Well, maybe it's better this way.
Oh, that dirty rat Marsh. If only I could get my hands on him.
Looks like he holds all the cards this time, chum.
I guess so. Oh, he'll inherit all of Grayson's money and have himself a time. Well, Grandpop and you and I, poor Alfred.
Oh, now. Easy, fella.
Oh, that makes my blood boil. If only there was something you could do. Something.
Just short of swimming a couple of 100 miles to Metropolis, I can't think of anything. I'm afraid that we're just gonna...
Batman.
What's the matter, Dick?
I'm getting kind of numb.
Keep moving your arms and legs. Look, I'll hold on to Mr. Grayson alone. You let go, son. Go ahead.
All right. But what's the use? We can't hold out much longer.
We've got to hold out. Clark Kent knows we're in trouble. Chances are he's looking for us now. I hope.
So what? Why, even if Mr. Kent was Superman...
That's what I mean.
What?
Well, I mean, Clark Kent has been able to contact Superman on occasion, you know.
If he did contact him, Superman doesn't know where we are. What good would it do?
Well, not too much, I suppose. I was counting on Alfred getting back to Metropolis in the Batboat and telling Kent where we were. But when Marsh's gang shot Alf, they knocked that little idea on the head.
Oh, poor Alfred. He was a swell little guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure was.
Oh, and my grandpa. He's a pretty nice old boy, too.
You're right again, son.
And...
Now, look. Don't you go slopping over on me, son.
I'm not. Oh, gee. My hands and feet are like ice.
Keep moving them, like I said. Look, I'll tell you what. Let's kill time with a game of 20 quid. Okay? I'm thinking of an object.
Okay. So am I. A bowl of hot soup.
I'll cut that out. Let's stay with 20 quid. I'm thinking of an object.
Okay. Animal or mineral?
Mineral.
Mineral, huh?
Uh-huh.
Don't make it too tough. Between you and me and that big wave, I don't think I can last another hour.
Will you cut out that kind of talk? I repeat, I'm thinking of an object.
All right. It's mineral, huh?
Right.
That leaves me 19 quid. Mineral.
Mr. Kent.
I'm right here, Alfred.
Mr. Kent.
Yeah, as soon as he came out of the ether, he began asking for you.
Clark Kent. Get him at Metropolis Daily Planet.
Here I am, Alfred. Right here by your bed.
You. Oh, I say, you are Mr. Kent, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Make it as brief as possible.
Oh. Right, Commander. Tell me, Alfred, what happened to to Bruce Wayne and to Dick Grayson. Where are they?
Oh, on the yacht, sir.
The yacht? What yacht?
Black yacht.
A black yacht?
Yes, sir. With two orange smokestacks.
Right, where is this yacht?
South past the Narrows.
South past the Narrows?
5 points east-southeast.
Yes.
Then, straight out. To see.
Right. Good boy, Alfred.
Oh, sir. They're in great danger. You must help them. At once.
I'll do what I can. You get well. So long.
Hurrying from the Coast Guard infirmary, Clark Kent pauses on the dark beach and strips off his business suit, revealing the blue costume and red cape of Superman. Then, up, up, and away! Leaping high into the dark sky, the Man of Steel streaks away over the ocean to search for the black yacht with two orange smokestacks. The yacht, which, although he doesn't know it, is now at the bottom of the sea. What will happen? We'll know in a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Hey, have you noticed, gang, how fellas and girls who eat Kellogg's Pep are like a regular Pep cheering section? Sure, at the drop of a hat, they'll go into detail and tell you how crisp and golden toasted Pep is. Or maybe they'll tell how keen and catchy these flakes of whole wheat taste. Why, you've probably said that yourself. And say, I'd sure like to be around when you tell somebody new in the gang about those swell prizes you find in packages of Pep. I've got an idea. You'll say, jeepers, are those Pep prizes slick? Of course, you'll tell about the three different kinds of prizes. Now, it's always a grand surprise to find out which one of the three you'll get in your next Pep package. How it could be a model fighting plane in colored cardboard, one of seven great Pep planes you can collect. Or could be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side so you can identify these birds in the air. Or could be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons picturing a famous comic strip character. Swell for pinning on your jacket or your beanie cap. And say, while you're telling about those three kinds of Pep prizes, don't forget to ask Mom to bring home a supply of Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal for you.
Far out over the dark, heaving ocean, Superman rockets through the skies, searching for Mr. Grayson's yacht on which he hopes to find his friends, Batman and Robin.
Black yacht with two orange smokestacks, Alfred said. No sign of it yet. Not much moon tonight, so my visibility is slightly limited. But if the yacht held on her course, I'll catch up with her yet.
Away!
Still no sign of it. I must... Wait a minute, what's that ahead? Well, there are islands. Quick, Scott, those are the Azores. I've come too far. Back again. That yacht stayed on the course Alfred gave me. I don't see how I could have missed it. I'll follow it once again. But if she took another course, heaven knows how or when I'll find her on this huge ocean. Wait. Down there in the water. Looks like... Yes, it is. A man. Two men. Quick, Scott, one of them's Batman. Down to him. Down.
Great Jupiter. Superman.
Yes. Fine time and place too big for a bath, Batman. Here, I'll take... Say, wait, who's this?
It's Robin's grandfather.
His grandfather?
Yes. Listen, Superman,
I... don't get it, but you can tell me about it later. Where's Robin?
I don't know.
What?
A wave. A tremendous tidal wave swept him away from me a few minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't let go of Mr. Grayson and go after him. So I've been paddling around calling him. But I can't find him. I'm afraid
all
that...
Right, take it easy, Batman. Take it easy. Can you keep going a little while longer?
Yes, but Robin...
I'll find him, I hope. Up and away!
Leaping up from the dark waves, Superman begins ranging in ever-widening circles of the dark, sullen waves, searching for young Robin. What has happened to Batman's gallant young companion? Will Superman find Robin before he is claimed as another victim of the sea? We're approaching the smashing climax of our story, fellows and girls. So don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode when we encounter a startling surprise. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Think of the wonderful toasty things that taste good on a frosty morning and you think of something crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles. Why, there's that name again. Slips in every time. Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles. Seems to go with words like crisp and crunchy. It's such a toasty kind of cereal. Sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. So when you think of good tasting words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, that means crumbles for breakfast. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.